The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Got an idea for a topic? Email us at newsmakers@krla870.com. That's newsmakers@krla870.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
Time to check in with Jim Ellis, ellisinsight.com. He writes The Ellis Insight, and he has some for us today. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, thank you as always.
A lot to look back on, and Tuesday election, we pretty much knew how it was going to go for Biden and Trump, as they both already secured enough for their nomination. But it became the down ticket items that were focused on, and one in Ohio specifically.
Well, the big news on that race, and this was won by businessman Bernie Marino, the Republican primary for the U.S. Senate, and he will then challenge Senator Sherrod Brown, a Democrat, in the general election in one of the most important races in the whole country. So this race was viewed by the pollsters, multiple pollsters, as being just really tight, a three-way race. And then in the last week, it was viewed as a two-way race, and it was going back and forth between Marino and a state senator by the name of Matt Dolan. At the end of the day, Marino wins by a huge margin. In fact, if it were a runoff state, he would have won a majority.
Well, and of course, he credits specifically Trump with this, because Trump came in kind of at the last minute here.
Republican Senator J.D. Vance had also endorsed Bernie Marino, but the governor, Mike DeWine, the Republican governor, had endorsed Senator Dolan. So, it was a huge landslide for Marino, and that was certainly unexpected. Yeah.
And I want to thank President Trump for all he did for me, for this campaign, for his unwavering support, for his love of this country.
Well, we also had some other interesting things come out, too. And in California, we had the special election to replace former Speaker Kevin McCarthy in the Bakersfield area. And we've really got another interesting situation, because it's a rerun, really, of what we saw 2 weeks ago. In the regular primary, of course, we had a top two jungle primary that evolved into a race in the general election between two Republicans, Assemblyman Vince Fong and Tulare County Sheriff Mike Bordeaux. The same thing happened in the special election. And so come May 21st, we will see the two of them square off one-on-one. The winner will take the seat immediately. But then the two of them again will square off on the November 5th regular general election. So it's kind of a bizarre situation, because Governor Newsom really had no choice as to when he scheduled that special election. I'm sure a lot of people wonder, well, why didn't they just make it concurrent with the primary, as most places do? But he couldn't do that, because under California law, there's a certain number of days has to elapse between a vacancy being created and when you can have a special election. So that's why he had to schedule it when he did.
Yeah. All right, now to the bloodbath controversy, a term that is used by both sides of the aisle all the time in news stories. When the stock market goes way down, they call it a bloodbath. When something else happens, it's a bloodbath. But Donald Trump can't use the word bloodbath without being criticized by the left media. And of course, when you look at the story itself, and I'm going to read you the way the wire copy reads, you're going to see that the media did a shocking omission here. This is how the story reads out of Dayton, Ohio. Donald Trump says it's going to be a bloodbath for the country if he's not elected this year. The former president made those comments Saturday while he spoke at a campaign rally near Dayton, Ohio. What they failed to report is he was talking about if cars in the auto industry are made and shifted to China because they'd be EVs, it would be a bloodbath for the auto industry. That's what the story really was. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi jumps all over this and tries to make a big stink about it.
Praising Hitler, praising the Russians, honestly, I mean, condemning our soldiers for losing or dying in war. You wouldn't even allow them in your house, much less in the White House.
She ties it to the bloodbath comment, and it's just not accurate. And the left runs with it.
Exactly. And it's great to be on the left, particularly if you're in the media, Larry. You don't have to bother with any research. All you have to do is make up your own story. The facts don't get in the way of their reporting. This will blow over again, but so it's such a double standard. It's not even funny, and I think people are seeing through that. And certainly, the vote totals are showing us that, at least in turnout around the country for this presidential race. And hopefully, this rectifies itself. But on that turnout is interesting because we've had now 26 states that have had their primary, caucus, or primary, and in 22 of them, Republicans have outpolled Democrats. In other words, more Republicans voted than Democrats by wide, wide margins. And this is a warning sign to the Democrats and why they're going now so hard left. Because in 10 of those 22 states that Republicans did better than Democrats on this primary turnout, Biden won. Places like Colorado and Minnesota and Michigan. And that has them scared. And that's why they're running so hard to the left, because they've got to engender more enthusiasm within that Democratic base. Yeah. It's a big warning sign for them right now.
Well, I think that somebody has gotten to Biden and told him he's not doing so well, because it was going to be, campaigning from his basement, and now he's out and about campaigning on various states, and he's going into swing states. And here's what he said. This lets you know that he knows what's going down.
I need you badly. I need the help. Kamala and I desperately need your help. Because, look, there's only about six or seven states you're going to determine the outcome of this election. They're toss-up states. This is one of them.
That was in Phoenix earlier in the week. He was there to engage and mobilize Latino voters and communities. So he realizes it's not an easy win for him, is it?
I think they're panicked. And I think that's why you see certain things happening. The why he gave that political left-wing, hard left-wing speech at the State of the Union, and why they have him out there. I'm not sure that's going to help them.
Yeah. And by the way, speaking of that speech that he gave at the State of the Union, the polling is out, and it did not give him a bump at all, which is interesting, isn't it?
Well, and it was designed to really engender more enthusiasm within the left-wing base, and I think it failed there, too.
He is raising a lot of money, and 50-something million dollars in a one-month haul. Meanwhile, you've got Trump and the lawfare, and he's supposed to come up with almost $500 million just to post a bond in one case, and nobody will write a bond like that. And, it really, I don't know if it helps Trump or hurts Trump, but people got to realize they're squeezing him in all sorts of angles here. And I think people realize that.
Well, and it's a major factor, and the money is a major factor, too. And it's not just at the presidential race, it's throughout the entire ballot. And it's those down ballot races that we're talking about in the Senate and the House, where it's going to be impacted in a greater fashion. People know who's running for president, and they know what they're going to do by and large. But in these down ballot races, the resource advantage that the Democrats have is a major factor, and it could turn some races. So it's something to be concerned about from the conservative / Republican standpoint.
Right. And then, of course, you have a new sheriff in town for the RNC, and they're promising. They say they get it, that they need to have their ground game out. They need to get people to vote early. I don't want to say vote early and often, but, don't just vote on election day.
Yes, I know the RNC is talking about that. They need to concentrate on fundraising so that they can at least come into somewhat of parity against the Democrats in all of these races. So, but you're right. They have to have the ground game to turn out that vote, whether it's early or whether it's on election day. That's what matters.
So what's causing the difficulty for Republicans? Is it that they've now shifted to a more blue-collar party and the elites are over on the wealthy elites are on the Democrat side and they just have more money? Or do Republicans hold tight to their money because, they don't want to put something on something they don't win?
I'm not sure. I think it's a combination of Republicans being somewhat down on where they ought to be on fundraising, and I think it's mechanical inside the RNC operation in particular, and I think that's why President Trump wanted to make the change with moving out Ronna McDaniel there. I think that was the main reason, that they just weren't raising the money that they have in the past. Although I don't think they were that far behind. I think the big thing is the astounding number that the Democrats are posting. And so when you have them reaching record highs in fundraising and Republicans being a little bit under where they typically should be, the combination has created a very large gap.
Right. Well, we know what the issues are going to be. If you're a Republican, it's going to be the border and illegals coming in and then illegals committing some horrific crimes, allegedly. And if you're a Democrat, it's going to be abortion, abortion, abortion. Right.
Yes. And the economy for Republicans, too. I mean, they have to really drive that economic issue home.
What's wrong with the economy? Didn't Bidenomics turn everything around and we have all this infrastructure in the pipeline? Right.
Well, yes, according to them, yes. Again, but the average person doesn't see that. And it's clear that when you look at poll after poll, they don't feel Biden's done a good job. Bidenomics hasn't worked. And people know that. And so I don't think you're going to hear that term even coming out of the Democrats anymore. But they're going to talk about a more robust economy. They're going to concentrate on the jobs report. But, you know, projections as we get closer to the election, at least even from the Congressional Budget Office, show that we might be seeing a downturn on some of the economic numbers, and that may not bode well for Biden if that portends to be the case.
Yeah, gasoline prices are on their way back up, and Biden's already mostly depleted the petroleum reserve, so he can't play that game again. Interesting.
Yes, and that's what brought it down. They're talking about, oh, well, actually, America is pumping more oil than they did even under Trump. Well, that's because Biden knew he was in trouble and knew it was hurting him, and he did exactly what you said with the strategic oil reserves, releasing those, but it's not something you can just turn a switch and then automatically see all of the oil production increase. So we have likely an increase in gas prices, things that people see. That's the important thing. When they go to the grocery store, buying a new house, filling up their cars with gasoline, and that's why they don't buy. The Bidenomics has been successful.
Oh, yeah, and buying a new house. Thank you very much for that $400 a month that Biden wants to offer up some more candy here for first-time buyers, the younger voters, of course. And all it's going to do is cause more house inflation. If you know that there's $400 a month more coming in, what do? You charge more when you sell your house. Think.
Sure.
That's how it works. Democrats don't care. It's about the free money to buy votes. Just like, the twice now paying off your college debt, even though it's most likely unconstitutional. It's all about what you say. If you're a Democrat, you hand out the candy. Jim Ellis, EllisInsight.com. The Ellis Insight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.